Our opening prayer, Brother Kenneth, praying for the offertory, got us there. So thank you, Brother Kenneth, for that. And at this time, we will review minutes of the previous meeting, July 26, 2017. You should have a handout on that. All right. Should have a handout on that. Thank you all for the good attendance tonight. I have turned two people away. They were wanting preaching tonight. I told them we were having a members' meeting. So, but at least you're here. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. All right, as you've had an opportunity to review those minutes, I'd entertain a motion that they be accepted as printed. All right, Bobby Coons makes a motion the minutes be accepted as printed. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Roger Thornton gives us a second. Is there any discussion on the said minutes? All right, all in favor of accepting the minutes as printed in your handout, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed by the same sign, that motion carries. At this time, we'll begin our youth or our team reports. We're going to begin with Marco, followed by Sissy. On the school, Marco, Youth in Awanas, Sissy, New Hope School, and Ronnie Vack will be talking about missions, outreach, and Sunday school. So those three, if you'll make your way, we'll get her going. Yes, sir, you're up. Have we got a good mic? Are we recording? Amen. All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I'd like to start off with 2 Timothy 2:15. It says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. The 2 Timothy 2:15, and that's the Awanas kind of base scripture.
Amen.
For their teaching there. I've had a lot of people ask me, what does Awanas stand for?
Huh.
Which that's a pretty good thing. It stands for approved workmen are not ashamed.
Amen.
So that is really
praise
good.
God.
Yeah, and then it's a few people also asked me, what is Awanas? It's kind of a strange name if you're not familiar with it. They are, it's a global nonprofit ministry committed to the belief that the greatest impact for Christ starts with kids.
Amen.
And who know and love and serve God. And the next question is, how do they plan on fulfill this mission? It's through God's grace and power. And it says, Awanas strives to reach kids, equip leaders, and to change the world. And in order to do that, it's only by the hope and the saving grace of Jesus Christ for that. The second thing is every week, I don't know if you know this, but every week 3.7 million children and youth come together in Awanas clubs, which when I heard that number, I thought that was pretty fantastic.
Amen, brother.
It takes over 470,000 volunteers and 260 field staff members to all take part in Awanas. Over 470,000 churches around the world organized together on their Awanas night. Some meet on Wednesday and some meet on a Sunday, so we're part of that. The global outreach, they do have a goal or a mission, and their goal is to reach 10 million kids by the year 2020. So that's a great goal. Which is 2 years
from now.
2 years
from now.
I know.
Amen, brother.
And that sounds like a lot, but I want to encourage you that if you look at some of the stats, it says 92% of the Awanas alumni still attend church more often once they go through the program. So
praise
once they
God.
Become
Amen.
Kids and adults. They're 3.6 times more likely to read their Bible several times a week, which
yes.
is encouraging. And 70% of Awanas alumni said they witnessed to friends at least once a month. Which for the kids, I think that's a good testimony of the kids going through the program. For us, just to let you know, we have been involved in that ministry now for 12 weeks. And it really, I feel like it's going by pretty fast. We started off 12 weeks ago with 32 kids.
Yeah.
12 weeks later, we have 64 kids signed up.
Amen.
Yeah, so I know when we made the first meeting, they said, you know, kind of project out, what do you think, you know, you could do in a year? And I thought, man, if we doubled what we're doing now in a year, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
And we were running 18 to 20.
Yeah.
And in 3 months, we've already doubled to 64 kids. And I know it's not about numbers, but it is about getting kids in front of the gospel.
Amen.
And,
yeah, outreach.
And
sure.
Each meeting, I look amongst the kids that we have come in, and each Wednesday, each meeting, I see new faces.
Mm-hmm.
And those new faces means those kids who are coming, they're inviting their friends.
Yeah.
And it's not just friends of kids who go to church here or go to school here, but it's really reaching the community, and it's reaching into the neighborhoods of the surrounding area. So yeah. It's a blessing to be a part of that. So I'd ask you if you would please continue to pray for that ministry.
Yeah.
We also have 15, at least 15 to 16 of our own adult volunteers who are actively involved in that. And I think it's a pretty interesting thing that we're starting to meet Wednesday night over there, because I really feel like some of the church members really kind of get to see all these kids coming onto campus.
Yeah,
I don't know
if
it excites you, but it really excites me.
That's one of the reasons we came over, brother.
Yeah.
To have everybody under one roof,
mm-hmm.
and get to rub shoulders with parents.
Yes.
And get to meet people. And
mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Because I know out of that, when I tell parents about it, I tell them about the Awanas, but then also tell them about the adult church service that we have as well.
Yeah.
Just to let them know that is available. And some of them are kind of surprised that we have a church service on Wednesday nights for adults. I'm like, no, we do. So
yeah.
I want to encourage you for that. So please continue to pray for that. Up and coming events, as we have a D-Now coming up and youth camp coming up, which are on the horizons, coming up pretty soon. So I'd just like to say thank you to all of my youth volunteers who show up consistently and faithfully. I know it is work, but it is work well worth it. So
amen.
God bless you. Thank you. I want to thank God for the opportunity to serve in the capacity that God's allowed me to do here. So thank God for that. Thank you, church, for that opportunity as well. And thank you, Pastor Steve.
Amen, brother. Thank you. All right, Miss Sissy.
Okay, starting tomorrow, we will be in our third quarter of school. So we're halfway through the school year. I'm just going to give you a few figures that we've done so far this year for as our fundraisers. For Chick-fil-A so far, we have gotten $36.20. For Sonic, we got $141.41.
Amen.
When we did our Christmas cookie trays, we raised $592. For Box Tops so far, we've gotten $198.60. For our cookie dough, we received $2,338.88.
Amen.
So, now, next month, we'll have our chili cook-off coming up, like John said a while ago. We have a sign-up sheet in the back if you would like to sign up for chili or desserts or cornbread. And also, if you would like to donate an item, a new item or gently used item or gift cards would be great. Last year, Miss Karen gave me 2 gift cards. And they were like Visa, so we was getting kind of close to our chili cook-off, and we didn't have much men's stuff, so I called Miss Karen. I said, Miss Karen, would it be all right if I go to Academy and get some fishing stuff and some tools at Lowe's for some? And she said, sure. So that was great.
Yeah, I mean,
it did.
Yeah.
My son ended up with it. It went so good. We have our alumni basketball game coming up in March. And then as of today, we have $43,304.96 in this school account.
Amen.
And so I want to end with this little story. My heart's beating so hard. I hate getting up here. But this is a good story, so I have to share it. At our Christmas party, our last day of school, this gentleman came to the door, and me and 2 of the moms were in the conference room. And I thought, who is that coming up? So I went to the door, and he said, Sissy, I'm so-and-so. And I'm thinking, mm-hmm. How do you know me? And he said, well, I saw you on the Internet. And I'm thinking, what? So he said, can I talk to you in your office? I said, sure. So he went in there, and he said, I have one of your moms that worked for me, and I would like, she was telling me at work that she's 2 months behind in her tuition.
Oh, wow.
So I would like to pay her daughter's tuition to get her caught up. And I said, well, actually, she came in this morning and said she got a Christmas bonus. And she wanted to pay it with her Christmas bonus. And he said, I was afraid of that. I was hoping she wouldn't do that. So I said, he said, well, I'm going to give you the money, and you give it to her and just tell her it's from you. I said, oh, no, I can't say
that. I can't do that, yeah.
I said, I'll give her the money, but why don't we say it's from Santa? Because he said he didn't want her to know she was at the school. And I said, okay. So he said, well, how much did she get caught up on? I said, she paid through the end of the year. He said, well, why don't you go ahead and take January's tuition out of there and give her the rest? So I said, okay. So instead of him getting the receipt, I just put the receipt in the envelope with the rest of the cash and put it in the envelope and said, from Santa, Merry Christmas. So I took it out and gave it to her, just me and her, and I just handed her an envelope and I came back into school. Well, when we came back to school, the first day back to school, she brings her little girl in, and she hands me an envelope. Well, the first day was crazy. Everybody was in and out and talking and all. So I said, I'll get your receipt and put it in her backpack. She said, no problem. Well, I got busy, and it was like 10:30 before I got around to opening the envelope. Well, when I opened the envelope, there was another envelope in it that was the envelope that I addressed, Merry Christmas from Santa. She never opened it. So she brought it back. So therefore, that paid her through halfway through March. So I thought, man. So this gentleman left me his business card. So I thought, I'm going to call him and tell him. So I called him and told him what she had done. And I said, she never opened the envelope to even see what was in it. And she's a single mom. Her husband left her right before school started.
Yeah.
And she has two children. One goes to our school, one doesn't. And I thought, wow, for a young parent, Who would do that? Even us older people, who would do that? And I thought, wow. So that really blessed my heart. So I wanted to share that with y'all.
Amen. All right, Ronnie B. Ronnie B. Ronnie B. Ronnie B. Ronnie B. Ronnie B. Ron Nader. Big Ron.
All right, I got two things. First is going to be the outreach. We will be talking about our Constitution later, but Part 5 of our Constitution, Section 6, Part 5, Section 2, talks about outreach in a way. We're supposed to be reaching out to the unchurched, inviting people to church, greeting the visitors when they come in. So that is part of our jobs in the Constitution. And then the Bible tells us that's what we're supposed to be doing, is reaching out. Yeah. In Sunday school, we handed out some sheets. I got the little green sheets. If y'all got them. One of those things is check off if you want to get, you know, participate in outreach. So, yeah, we're going to do a lot of outreach again this year. We did the parking lot, I think, twice last year. We're going to continue to do that. Yeah. And we did Tomball Night. We're going to continue to do that. We got to go on and, I mean, continue reaching out. You know, part of our outreach, we pray for growth.
Yeah.
You know, God could do everything. You know, Amen. We pray for it. But God also answers back at our prayers. I could surely help you on that. Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So that's our responsibility to reach out to. So we're looking for those volunteers, you know, to help with outreach. And we had a few last time at the booth, but man, it'd be great if we had a whole group of us out there, you know, at the streets holding up the sign. We had a sign, free Bibles, you know, you need prayer, just drop on in. So it will work. It will work in our community. On Sunday school, we could sure use some more teachers. If you don't want to be a full-time teacher or a sub, we could sure use a sub too. Because every once in a while, one of us might have to go out of town. So if you want to be a teacher, that doesn't mean you don't have to do it all the time, but just sub once in a while. So again, that's another way of outreach. We really get to know each other. I know in the past year, everyone in class, we've been playing this little thing that for a minute, tell us about yourselves. And it gave us a way to know each other, and we grow from that. We learn from it, and it helps unite this church, too, when we know each other.
Amen.
So that's all I've got to really say from Bob. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Ron. Yes. Amen. Thank you. Okay. All right. You got your ears on? Can you hear? I got to keep my phone close. I got a sick wife at home, so I think I got it on vibrate, maybe. All right, take your financial reports. We're going to begin looking at the New Hope Baptist Church income and expense July through September. I believe it is a blue form. Okay. a blue form. July through September. The income is in, correct me if I'm right, the income is in green.
Correct.
Expenses in black. You can see on the back page, 3 of 3, I'm kind of a bottom line guy. Net income, you got a deficit for July. You got a deficit for August. You've got a surplus of $4,200 in September. And the total deficit for the quarter is $24,443.46. Everybody see that? Any other questions or any questions on this first report? July through September 2017. Okay, going once, going twice. Moving on to the next form. What you got, sir?
The first page.
Yes, sir?
We reimburse somebody for facility rental. I'm just curious what we're doing.
Okay, anybody want to? Huh?
Line 31.
Facility rental reimbursement, $875. Address that. Let me get you a mic. Yep. John, why don't you address that in a timely short?
Right.
Yeah.
I'll try to make it short. If you look through line number 2 through line number 18, okay, our income is our tithe and offerings. That should be foremost what we're looking at. You'll notice that in line 2, we received some facility rentals. It is for a Grand Squares homeschooled Christian organization that rents our facilities over here. And during the summer months, they rented it every week. Normally, they rent it every month. Okay? All right.
Thank you. All right. Very good. Moving on to the white form, which is going to be the school, New Hope Christian School, income and expense, July through September. The white form. Yeah? No, I'm going back and forth. I'm gonna get us caught up. This is July through September on the white. All right. It's a two-page form. Again, income in green, expenses in black. Any questions? Going once? Going twice? Three times. Okay, we're moving on back to the church, back to a blue form, October through December 2017. Back to a blue form. Again, income is in green, expenses in black. Looks like a little bit better quarter. You go to page 3 of 3. Any questions on blue form? October through December 2017. All right, going once, twice. We're now moving on to the white form. And folks, don't feel like you're rushed. You take this home and you find something you want to talk about. Call Pat up. Call John up. Finance team members, call them up. Roger, you can talk to Roger. Talk to Ronnie. Talk to Kenneth. Give them a shout. Just because we're not in a members meeting, you've got the reports, and you got a question, you certainly ask. Okay, October through December, white form on the school. Again, green is income, and expenses is in black. Any questions on the white form for the school? October through December 2017. Okay. Once, twice. All right. At this time, we're going to move on to men's Bible study. I've had the opportunity to lead that Bible study, I don't know, 6 months, something like that.
Yeah,
something like that. God seems to be blessing our time. It is a good time of prayer. It's a good time of encouragement. It's a good time of, we do laugh occasionally in there. And just a good time to come together as men of the church and have a Bible study hour. It's every other week, and we continue on with it. Guys, what book in the Bible are we in?
First
Sam, that's right. Correct. And we're coming to the end of that, aren't we? Yeah, we're quickly coming to the end of that. We'll be looking for another book in the Word of God or a theme or topic or something in God's Word to be studying, but it's been fruitful. I've had a blast doing it. Let's see here, women's Bible study. Miss Lois.
We've had a great turnout. We've had pretty much the same number of women that come every time. So we are staying, you know, anywhere between 10 and 12 is our average group. We did a study on our promises of God. We did a little bit of a study on prayer. We did another study on the judgment of God. And we never really finished that one. I want to come back to it. Tomorrow we'll be starting another little short series that I have that is called Emergency Numbers. And those ladies that are here tonight, we're going to read John chapter 14 tomorrow. And it's just different passages of scripture where we're at this time in our life. And I think it'll be a good help to keep that page because I printed out a copy of it for all the ladies that'll be there tomorrow. But it's just emergency numbers, and it's the emergency numbers that God has for us when we're tired, when we're weary, when we're upset, when we're weak, when we're strong. Just things like that, that we need as women to go to the Word of God.
Amen.
And rely on what He says and not what we think or what we feel.
Amen.
Anyway, thank the Lord for our lessons.
Thank you. All right, Brother John, building the grounds. Thanks, sir.
Building the ground, I'm trying to think here what we have planned. Currently have the school project on hold right now, probably until fall.
Yeah.
As far as the facing on the front of the school building.
Amen.
And we think it's important. We've had lots of compliments regarding the face that we did on the front of the church, and it's definitely eye-appealing. Some people are complaining about the strobe light, but I said that it draws their attention to the cross. But
amen.
We'll get that fixed.
All right.
Every third Saturday is usually our work day here. But don't be shy. We talked in Sunday school this morning that everybody has something that they can contribute. And a good example of that is that I'm a member of the Volunteer Christian Builders, and not everybody knows how to use a pencil, a tape measure. But, you know, it takes people to bring the 2x4 so I can measure them and get them cut.
Amen.
So that same philosophy has to be worked in a church. Some people say, well, I don't know what to do. I can't run a lawnmower. But that's okay. You can pick up the trimmings. And there's other things that we can do here. And we got a lot of punch list items that do need to be taken care of to be good stewards of the church. All right? I appreciate each and every one of those that contribute.
Amen. Thank you, Brother John. Amen. Do you want to say anything about the lawnmower?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. I thought you were going to close with that.
No, I don't.
Okay.
We had our lawnmower is on its kind of its last leg, and Paul has welded it and leveled it and changed tires.
Drug it.
He has to use ether to get it started.
Laid hands on it.
I don't ever have a problem with it, Paul. But somebody gave us a offering to buy a new lawnmower and gave it to the men's fund. And I happened to be at Lowe's one day, and there was one that was there that somebody brought back. They didn't like it. And it sputtered, and found out it had a clogged filter in it. So they discounted it $399 and was selling it for $1,000. And I went in and inquired about it and said I'd give them $800 cash, okay? And they negotiated, and anyway, we got it for $900. So we're going to keep both the lawnmowers back here until the first one goes on to a better world. But they're both Husqvarnas. They're both Husqvarnas, and we certainly thank you for that gift that we received.
Amen, brother. Praise the Lord. All right. All right, at this time, we'll do our treasure report. Ms. Pat, there you go, girl. Can't talk and type. You have to figure that out.
Okay, as of today, we have in our checking account $192,638.49. In our money market, which is the reimbursement account for the settlement, we have $200,538.58. We don't have any outstanding bills. I've got a bunch of checks to put in the mail tomorrow. Everything's paid up to date, so we're not Amen. Behind on anything.
Amen.
We're in good shape.
That's right. Praise the Lord. All right. We got music here. Is Karen or Jeremiah or both? You want to share something about your upcoming musical?
We had a great Christmas musical.
Amen. It was a good Christmas musical.
The choir did an exceptional job on that musical, and it was a God-given musical. And just to throw in the children from the school, and we had one child from the church, Miss Lily, that was brave enough to get up and sing, even though she never had an opportunity to practice with the other kids. And it was just such a blessing to see her up there singing. Not only did she get up there and sing, but she sang a special with another child that she had never even met. So it was such a blessing. Our choir is now working on our Easter musical, and Easter music the month before leading up to. I'm very thankful for Jeremiah and Lori. We couldn't do it without them. The choir, we have such a good mix of personalities in the choir, but we're always looking for new people to come and join and be a part of our family.
Amen. Thank you. Do you have anything to add, brother? Do you have
a
mic?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Just that we just are finishing up singing our Ready to Sing CD for Praise and Worship Music Sunday mornings, and then we'll be moving on to our other CDs, and we are working on getting those CDs into a computer after we get it here and get it set up, and to help make the volume consistent across the songs. I don't know if the congregation notices it, but the choir certainly notices it.
Yeah,
and monitors.
We notice.
Yeah,
it'll be a good fix.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah,
it'll be a good.
So
fix.
It's a slow but sure fix, hopefully.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Jeremiah. All right, deacons, Roger Thornton. You got anything? Nothing. Deacon report.
We don't really have anything that's outstanding as far as deacons goes.
Is that one on? Yeah, it's on. Yes, yeah.
But everything seems to be going well. I don't know what else to say, brother. We don't have anything going outstanding.
No problems. That's good.
Praise the Lord for that.
Yeah. Thank you, brother. Amen. All right, deacons. And then who is Marilyn Devlin still heading up Children's Church? She seems to be filling all the slots for that.
Yes, she does.
Does anybody want to say anything about Children's Church in her absence? Anybody?
I don't know if you want me to say anything.
I'd just like to say that Children's Church is doing really good. We just need to pray for more children to come in so that we can minister to, instead of three or four, hopefully the church will grow to...
You want to move Awanas to Sunday morning?
That would be nice, but the kids that we do have, they seem to be really enjoying what's going on there.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Maybe there's something in there, brother. Yeah. Move that Awanas. And then last but not least is my fellowship friend. Fellowship. Come on, fellowship. You better thank me. I'm walking this all the way back here to you.
Well, I don't have much to say. All we have scheduled right now is the Valentine banquet.
Amen.
And that's already been mentioned tonight. So
yeah, you're good to go.
I'll be looking to be collecting some money for, it's 3 weeks away, Saturday, February the 10th, 5 o'clock.
And what are we eating?
Barbecue and all the fixings.
Barbecue and all the fixings. Isn't that normally where we do fajitas?
Fajitas is Christmas.
Fajitas is Christmas. Okay. Barbecue
so,
is...
Sliced brisket.
Okay.
Sausage, links, and chicken.
It's bringing back all the memories now. Bring a dessert. Amen. Bring a dessert and get hurt. Amen. Eat so much you get hurt. All right. Very good. All in favor, I'd entertain a motion that the said reports be accepted as reported. Entertain a motion. Roger makes a motion. Is there a second on the floor? Bobby Coons makes a second. Is there any discussion on the said reports? All right. All in favor of the said reports, as you've heard them tonight, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed by the same sign. That motion carries. I have no unfinished business. New business. If you'll take your, you should have a blue copy for the church and a white copy for the school. Blue copy for the church, white copy for the school. Okay. We're not doing annual. We've already covered those quarters. That dog is dead. All right. So we've got New Hope Church, New Hope School. The motion will be for both. All right. We are a church with a school ministry, and so the motion is for both at the same time. So you, the finance team makes a motion that the church and school budgets for 2018 be accepted as printed in your handouts. This motion comes with an automatic second. Is there any discussion? Yes, ma'am. Now, somebody explain that.
Well, I understand, but where's the other third listed on the school budget? Under what?
School budget, the third. Custodian salary, two-thirds, 49 on the church. She's wanting to know where the one-third is on the white. Do we have it? Thank you, brother. Under the teacher salaries for the recording. Under the teacher salaries. Question was line 49, custodian salary, two-thirds church expense, one-third school expense, and that one-third is under the teacher's salaries on the school budget.
It's under the salaries category.
Okay, Very good. Any other questions on the two budgets? Discussion?
May I mention something? Oh. We're hoping to get both these reports to appear the same, and we did not have enough time to do it. But again, the school is a ministry of the church, and the way it's characterized or characterized here is different than the way you see it on the regular board.
And that's fine. I just wanted to make sure that she didn't get left off.
Fair question.
Amen. Good question, good question. Any other questions? Discussion on, yes, Chuck.
On the white,
on the school, number four.
Plan for a regions transfer?
$30,000, uh-huh.
Just what is a regions transfer?
That is the settlement money over at the Regions Bank across the street here. Yeah, transferred in to pay for the work on the front of the school that we're going to do in the...
And
when are we doing that work on the front?
October.
Okay. All right. Very good. Good question. Any other questions? Before we vote. Okay. You've got both of your budgets there. I'll read the motion again. The finance team makes a motion that the church and school budgets for 2018 be accepted as printed in your handouts. This motion comes with an automatic second. Any other discussion? All right, all in favor of approving the said budgets or the printed budgets that you have in your hand, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed by the same sign. And that motion carries. Thank you for that. Now, if you will take your constitution, not constitution and bylaws, but constitution, and let's go over that. That is, I'll read you the motion. I'm not a standing committee or team, so I'll need your help on this. The pastor makes a motion that the church constitution be accepted as printed in your handout. Is there a second? Is there a second? All right, Roger seconds that. Is there any discussion on the New Hope Baptist Church constitution? Four pages. The important part, of course, is the covenant, Article 5. Well, it's all important. Amen? It's Constitution. But you got your covenant, Article 5. You have Article 6 members.
Pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
There's several of us here. We don't have that.
Oh, okay. Who needs a consto? I've got plenty. You came in late. There you go. Amen. You bet. Did you not get one either? There you go, bud. You got to be kidding me. I thought I visited back there. Yeah. All right. All right, any discussion on the Constitution, the dissolution, once approved, will be going to the county with a form to be filled out so that they'll have this on file.
Do we currently have a Constitution on file?
My understanding, we were under suspended rules or something. Probably was 5 years ago or 6 years ago. Yeah. Yeah, Chuck.
Under dissolution.
Uh-huh.
Not that we want that to happen, but since
yeah, sure.
We have it in there.
Yeah.
Intellectual, I would say all property, real and intellectual and personal.
Okay.
That brings up a question. Your sermons to us are intellectual property. But are they yours? I don't mean to take away from you.
They're mine, brother.
Okay,
yeah.
So we don't need that.
No.
Okay.
They're mine. Trust me.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, they're mine. Appreciate that, though. Good. All right. Any other questions on the Constitution?
There are some, because this is a legal form,
Uh-huh.
There are some questions regarding maybe a typo error.
Okay.
On Article 1, it says...
Okay, let me stop you there. If there are typos or word changes, we can make those after we vote the document in. What I don't want to have is a 30-member committee meeting on my English and grammar. I did the best I could. I went off of several different conservative churches, prayed over it for probably a year, talked to several pastors, so tried to work through it. So we can get the fine points of it, but my question is, do you have anything about the sweeping statements, Article Preamble, Article 1, Article 2, Article 3, Article 4, Article 5, Covenant? Article 6, Members. You will, if this is approved, you will be presented with a covenant that is for you to sign and keep. That's your covenant. I don't want your signed copy. I've got enough stuff in my desk, all right? But you ought to occasionally look at your church covenant and say, am I meeting my covenant? Am I covenanting with my congregation? Okay? Right, there you go. Amen. Article 6, members, governance.
The designation of the directors and officers
that are correct. Where are you referring to? Article 2. Yeah, terms and directors. The corporation will have perpetual existence until Jesus Christ raptures his church. Come, Lord Jesus, the registered agent. That'd be the pastor, will nominate at least 3 directors and 2 officers for the corporation from the active membership of the church. Once those nominated have agreed to serve the church, you've done that already, so that's been filed with the state. That has to be updated. I can't remember every 2 years, every 3 years, but we've already done that, so that's... Ronnie? Who are the directors? Ronnie is part of it. John is part of it. Pat is part of it. She's the treasurer, and I think we've got 2 officers. We have Roger, maybe. I'd have to look at the file. But there's 3 or 4 people on it, Miss Dawn. Yeah. And so that's where that's at. All right. Any other questions on the Constitution?
I have one.
Yeah, okay, Jeremiah.
Will we get a revised, you know, with the grammar and spelling and all that stuff, next members meeting?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we'll have the bylaws done by then. The bylaws are very verbose because we have a church school, and so just a lot to cover. So not just a church, but the church school and all that. So try to do it all. So, all right, anything else? All right, I'll read you the motion again. We've already had a second. Good discussion. The pastor makes a motion that the church constitution be accepted as printed in your handout. Roger, did you make a first, Roger? Who seconded? Did anybody second? Bobby Coon seconded. All right. Who made the motion? You did. Okay, thank you, brother. All right. Any other discussion? All right, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed by the same sign. And that motion covers. All right, for the record, Vivian Boyd. Vivian, there you are, Vivian. Vivian Boyd has accepted Christ as her Lord and Savior and was baptized into the membership of New Hope Baptist Church on November the 26th, 2017.
Amen.
Way to go, Viv. All right. And two somber notes that we need to read for the record. Ms. Claudia Carr passed away November the 27th. 2017, and has been dispatched from the membership to her heavenly home. And Miss Loretta Smith passed away January the 12th, 2018, and has been dispatched from the membership to her heavenly home. Amen. We miss those people, don't we? If we're in Christ, guess what? You're going to see them again. Amen. For the record, you're going to see them again. All right, there being no further business or reports to come before the membership of New Hope Baptist Church, I declare the quarterly called members meeting adjourned. Let's all stand. Amen. Amen. For the recording, Miss Lois has asked that the congregation thank Brother John and Miss Pat for their efforts in getting the financial reports together, which they've done a fine job at doing. And Miss Sissy. Amen. And we are thankful for as well the Miss Marilyn Devlin, for the record, and her efforts with the Children's Church and all of these reports. Thank you for your service. Amen.
Amen.
It takes a congregation to make it go, doesn't it? Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. Lord, we thank you that we have activities and we have ministries and we have service and we have, Lord, people going and growing and giving and praying and ministering and doing all these things in the name of the Lord to bring glory and honor to your name, not for their own praise, not for their own accolades, but to be faithful to you. We thank you for that. We praise you for this church, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing with it, for how you're wanting to grow it, Lord, and we pray that you continue to keep your hand on it. Lord, thank you that even in spite of us and our shortcomings and your sin, in our sin, you continue to bless and show yourself more than faithful to us. Lord, may we continue to be faithful here. May we continue to be submissive to the moving of your Spirit. And may we continue to be obedient to your will and to your word. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for saving us. It's in your name we pray. And God's people said,
amen.
All right, with that being said, the members' meeting is over. Thank you all for your participation. And hey, we did that in an hour. Hallelujah.